Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. We're tackling something pretty intriguing today, futures literacy. Sounds a little sci-fi at first, right?
Definitely has a ring to it.
But bear with us. You guys sent in this excerpt on the competence of futures literacy by Stefan Berkheim.
Great piece.
And it's way more practical than the title might have you believe. It's not about seeing into the future, more like understanding how we think about it and how that impacts our choices right now. Luckily, we've got expert speaker to help us untangle it all.
Happy to be here. This is one of those things that's relevant to literally everyone, even if they've never heard the term before.
Right. First time I saw it, I was like, is that even English?
Mm.
So in plain terms, what is futures literacy? Why should people care?
So think of it like this. It's the skill of engaging with the future thoughtfully, using that to make smarter choices today. Like, we all have a mental toolkit for dealing with uncertainty. Futures literacy is just about making that toolkit more robust.
So not on this date, this will happen.
Yeah.
More like getting comfortable with the fact that things change.
Exactly. And what's cool is that means we have more agency than we might think. Can't control everything, sure. But we're not just passengers either.
Just thinking about it that way already makes me feel more in control.
Uh-huh.
But okay, how do we do futures literacy? It's got to be more than just daydreaming, right?
Oh, definitely more than that. Berkheim breaks it down into six sub-competencies, almost like ingredients in a recipe for thinking about the future. The first one being complexity and uncertainty competence.
That one sounds a bit intimidating, like a college course or something.
It's simpler than it sounds. Basically, just acknowledging that life, our careers, relationships, everything, it's complex. And that means we can't predict every little thing.
So being okay with not always knowing, honestly, kind of freeing when you put it that way.
Exactly. Shifting from needing certainty to being okay with possibility. Because the future is full of both.
Right. So if there are multiple ways things could go, how do we even start wrapping our heads around that?
That's where the next ingredient comes in. Multiple futures competence. Instead of what will the future be, we ask, what are the different ways it could be?
Like planning a trip, you don't just book the first flight you see. You compare, see what works best.
Spot on. And just like with travel, exploring those multiple futures, it helps us make choices in life where we're not limiting ourselves to just one path.
Already seeing how useful this is, even for everyday stuff. But I gotta imagine something holds us back from even considering those other paths, right?
Totally. This is where those invisible forces come in, shaping how we see things. That's our imagination and assumptions competence.
So, like, we're biased before we even realize it.
Exactly. Our past, our upbringing, even just stuff we see in the media, they create these lenses that color how we imagine the future.
Someone growing up in poverty might see their career options totally differently than, say, someone from a wealthy family.
Precisely. And it's not always big societal things either. Maybe you had a bad experience with one type of job, and now, subconsciously, you avoid anything remotely like it, even if it could be a great fit now.
Ooh, that's a light bulb moment right there. So how do we break free of those hidden assumptions? Like, how do we even know what we don't know?
This is where things get fun for. We use our reframing and experimenting competence. We gotta play with those assumptions, challenge them, shift our perspective, and see what shakes out.
So instead of just accepting whatever future pops into our heads, we can hit the edit button.
Exactly. Berkheim talks about using things like storytelling, even role-playing, to really shake things up and see what emerges.
You know, that reminds me of being a kid playing pretend.
Yeah.
Suddenly I wasn't just me, I could be anything.
And that playfulness is key. It helps break free from those limits we put on ourselves. Envision futures we might never have considered otherwise.
Man, this has blown my mind. We've hit four of the six ingredients now. Complexity, multiple futures, the imagination assumptions bit, and reframing. What's next in this futures literacy journey?
Well, once we're open to possibilities, gotta be ready for the curveballs too. That's where novelty and emergence competence comes in.
So even with all this planning and imagining, there are still gonna be surprises.
Absolutely. The future isn't linear. New tech pops up. Social movements take off, stuff happens that nobody expects. This sub-competency is about rolling with those punches and adapting.
So not clinging to the plan, but being open to adjusting.
Exactly. It's that willingness to go, okay, this wasn't on the radar, but what opportunities does it bring?
Kind of like surfing. You can't control the waves, but you can learn to ride them. Okay, down to the wire. What's the last ingredient for futures literacy?
This one ties it all together. Agency and action competence. Because thinking about the future is great and all, but we got to actually use those insights, make choices.
Bridging the gap between what if and here's what I'm doing,
oh.
Which is often the hardest part, right?
It can be tough, but that's where the real power is. Recognizing we're not just bystanders in time, we have the ability to shape it.
Wow, that's actually kind of empowering. It's easy to feel overwhelmed by the future, especially these days, but you're saying we don't have to just let it happen.
Exactly. It's about shifting from fear to possibility, and that is a powerful feeling.
No kidding. Okay, we've covered a lot. Futures literacy, IS, why it matters, the skills involved. Before we go deeper, though, do you think everyone has the same level of this futures literacy?
That is the question. And it's something Berkheim gets into. He says it's like any skill, it exists on a spectrum. Think about swimming, for example.
Yeah, swimming. Gotcha. Some folks are out there winning Olympic medals. Others are just trying not to get their hair wet.
Exactly. We all interact with water and we all interact with the future, but
yeah.
Our comfort levels, our skill levels with it, those are going to be different. Some people are doing butterfly stroke in the open ocean. Others are still clinging to the side of the pool. But the point is, anyone can learn to be more futures literate, just like anyone can learn to swim.
Okay, I love that. So it's not about being born some kind of like future predicting genius or whatever. It's more that this is a skill you can actually practice and get better at.
Exactly. And just like with swimming, the more you do it, the more natural it becomes. You're thinking about the future with less fear, more confidence.
So does Berkheim talk about different levels of this? Like, are there futures literacy swimming levels?
He does. Four of them. Basic, intermediate, advanced, and then specialized.
Oh, okay. This is getting good. Give me the rundown. What's a basic futures literate person like? Is it just remembering to buy milk before you run out?
It can be as simple as that, yeah. At that basic level, you're engaging with the future all the time without even realizing it. Planning your day, packing a lunch, that's all about anticipating what's coming and making choices based on it.
So we're all a little bit futures literate without even knowing it. That's actually kind of reassuring. What about intermediate then? What do those folks do differently?
At the intermediate level, you're starting to bring those future considerations into your conscious awareness. So thinking about different careers, maybe retirement planning, the impact your choices have on, like, the environment.
So you're not just reacting to the present. You're actively shaping the future you want.
Exactly. You're thinking about those multiple futures, like we discussed. Weighing options, considering consequences, being more deliberate.
I like the sound of that. All right, so we've got the folks just dipping their toes in the future, then those who are starting to swim in the shallow end. What about those advanced futures literates? Paint me a picture.
At the advanced level, you're not just thinking about the future. You're actively seeking out information that challenges your assumptions, broadens your perspective.
So like going from casual swimmer to like competitive diving. You're pushing your limits, exploring new depths.
Perfect analogy. You're diving into books and articles on future studies, attending workshops, maybe joining online forums to discuss all this with other people, constantly learning and growing your understanding of how to navigate this whole complexity and uncertainty thing.
Wow. Okay, so we're at the top of the pyramid now. Specialized.
Yeah.
Who are these masters of time?
These are your professional futurists. The academics, the authors, the folks who've dedicated their careers to studying the future and helping others develop their own futures literacy.
So they're not only swimming in the deep end, but they're teaching other people how to do it too.
Yeah.
Like the lifeguards of the future, making sure we don't drown in uncertainty. Haha.
I love it. And you know what's interesting? Even at that level, they'll be the first to tell you there's always more to learn. The future's constantly changing, so our understanding of it has to change too.
So even at the highest levels, it's still about embracing that uncertainty, that constant learning and adapting.
100%. Which is humbling, but it's also really exciting. It means that no matter where you are on your own futures literacy journey, there's always room to grow, to understand more deeply and become more adept at dealing with whatever the future throws at you.
Man, this has been eye-opening. We've talked about what futures literacy is, why it matters, the skills, the levels. But before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to bring it back down to earth for our listeners. What's the key takeaway here? Why should people care about this?
$1 million question. Honestly, I think it boils down to this. Developing your futures literacy can really improve your life.
Okay, tell me more. How so?
Think about it. When you feel more prepared for the future, whatever it may hold, you stress less. You make better decisions. You're more adaptable when things do change. which means you're more likely to actually achieve your goals.
So it's not just some abstract intellectual thing. It has real, tangible benefits.
Absolutely. It's about giving yourself the tools and the mindset to create the future you want, not just react to whatever comes your way.
Now that's what I'm talking about. Empowerment, taking control, which honestly, I think we could all use a little more of these days.
100% agree. The world can feel pretty chaotic, but futures literacy, it offers a sense of agency, a sense of hope. It reminds us we're not just along for the ride. We actually have the power to shape our own destinies, to create a better future for ourselves and for, you know, generations to come.
That is a powerful message.
Yeah.
But before we get ahead of ourselves, we still got some more to unpack from Bruckheim. And I think our listeners could use a moment to digest all this goodness.
Totally. It's a lot to take in, for sure.
It is. We'll be back in a flash to wrap it all up. But in the meantime, and we're back for the final leg of this Futures Literacy Deep Dive. Expert speaker, you ready to bring it all home?
Born ready. And you know, I can't resist a good metaphor, so I brought one more along to really cement this.
Lay it on me. I'm all about a good metaphor.
Okay, so we've talked about futures literacy as a toolkit, a recipe, even a swimming pool. But what if we thought of it as a muscle?
Ooh, I like where you're going with this. Keep going.
Like any muscle, your futures literacy gets stronger the more you use it. And just like hitting the gym, it might be kind of tough at first, but stick with it. You see progress.
That makes sense. And like, different exercises work different muscle groups, right?
Yeah.
So those six sub-competencies we talked about, those are like targeted workouts for your futures literacy.
Nailed it. Recognizing those hidden assumptions, that's like stretching, exploring multiple futures, cardio, then taking action on what you find. That's where you build the real strength.
So instead of feeling lost or overwhelmed by the future, we can actually train ourselves to be more resilient, more adaptable, more in control even.
100%. And the best part, you don't need any fancy equipment or gym memberships or anything. You can start working those futures literacy muscles right now in small ways.
Okay, so what's one simple exercise our listeners can try, like today, to start building that strength?
Here's a quick one. Next time you're facing a decision, even something small, just take a second to imagine different outcomes. Don't just go with your gut. What happens if you go this way? What about that way? What feels more aligned with what you want, you know, your big picture goals and values?
That's a really great tip. And you know what? I bet a lot of people already do that without realizing they're flexing those futures literacy muscles. Like when you're deciding what to wear in the morning, you check the weather, you think about what you've got going on that day. That's a mini futures literacy assessment.
Exactly. It's about bringing it into your awareness, making it more deliberate. And the more you do it, the easier it gets. You start to see those different paths, challenge your own assumptions, make choices from a more, I don't know, empowered place.
It's like that saying, the best way to predict the future is to create it. This isn't about crystal balls. It's realizing we have a hand in shaping what comes next.
Couldn't have said it better myself. If there's one thing people take away from this whole deep dive, I hope it's that feeling of empowerment. The future isn't fixed. It's a journey we're all on. And with a little futures literacy, we can all be more confident, more capable, and yeah, maybe even excited about what's ahead.
Absolutely. So to everyone listening, remember, the future is yours to create. Go make it amazing. Until next time on The Deep Dive, keep exploring, keep asking those big questions, and let those imaginations run wild.